Hi, everyone. This is Sharon Rhodes from Time for You, and I'd like to welcome you back to my podcast. Today, we're going to finish our discussion about whether your home might be making you sick. I always like to close out these little discussions on a positive note, so today I'm going to give you some quick, simple actions that you can take right now, today, to make your home a place that's healthier and more serene. After all, home is where the heart is, right? And I like to think of my home as that place where I recharge my batteries, rebalance my entire being, and reconnect with those who are the closest to me. An analogy that I like to use is one of those little electric cars that run all day long through the city, darting into and out of traffic, splashing through potholes, and always just going, 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 until it comes home to its garage, where it gets plugged in for a quiet respite and to get recharged. Is your home like that? Do you think of your home like that? Would you like for your home to be like that? I think everybody would. So here are some things that you can do today. Like I said, you can start today to move toward that goal of making your home that perfect respite. Number one, unplug all the plug-ins and eliminate everything in your home that has synthetic fragrances. Candles, dryer sheets, personal care products, cleaning products, room sprays, everything. You see, synthetic fragrances, as we've talked earlier this week, are one of the top heavy hitters, I call them, in products in your home that cause all sorts of unwanted, unhealthy effects. So just get rid of them. Number two, add live houseplants to every room in your home. Houseplants have a large surface area and exchange gases and water with their surroundings. And so they can make your home a much more inviting and healthier place. They do this by reducing carbon dioxide levels through something called photosynthesis. I'm sure you've heard of it. Plants convert the carbon dioxide that we exhale into fresh oxygen. They also increase the humidity in your home. That's helpful, particularly during winter months when the heat is on. Houseplants reduce levels of certain pollutants, such as benzene, formaldehyde, carbon monoxide, and nitrogen oxides that are in the air. And these things can be in the air because of outgassing, and we talked about that in an earlier podcast. Houseplants, live houseplants, also help reduce airborne dust levels. They can reduce particulate levels. Now, that includes airborne spores, which is very important, by up to 20%. Particulates are just a mixture of solid particles and liquid droplets that are found in the air. And live house plants can keep the air temperatures down through a process called evapotranspiration. That's the movement of water from the soil through the plant and into the atmosphere. So add some beautiful live houseplants to your home. The third thing you can do today is turn off all those electronic devices when they're not being used. The brightness of screen displays, the emission of electromagnetic frequencies, and the sheer fact that having so many electronics in the home that are on and in use tend to make us more sedentary, and all that can contribute to reduced quality of lifestyle. Most of us have become really dependent on our electronic devices. I sure know I have. Those so-called smart devices that are wonderful, yet they may be creating a negative influence on our overall health. So when you're not using them, just simply turn them off. The fourth thing you can do to make your home a safer, healthier haven is to turn on some good music. Neuroscientists have discovered that listening to music heightens positive emotions by stimulating the production of dopamine, which is a chemical messenger used by the brain. Dopamine helps make us feel good. It even makes us feel elated. Listening to music also affects all other parts of the brain. In fact, so much so that it's now being used to help with post-op recovery and with some Alzheimer's patients. Music. So turn on some music in your home. And the fifth thing that you can do in your home today is to reduce the clutter. Scientific research shows that clutter creates an unhealthy atmosphere. Reducing clutter can help reduce stress levels. It can help you sleep better. It can boost your productivity. It can help you eat better. And it can help you maintain a healthy weight level. Because when you're less stressed and you have more capability of thinking about what it is you're going to fix and feed your family and yourself. And when you're eating healthier, that helps maintain healthy weight levels. So reduce the clutter in your home. It'll make it such a more welcoming, healthy environment. So there you have five things that you can do starting today to help make your home a healthier place to live. Your home should be a haven that supports all of your health goals, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. It should be an inviting place where you can't wait to return to, where all those who live in your home are eager to get back to that haven. It should be a place where anyone who enters can relax, recharge, and find a healthier, happier atmosphere so that they are better when they leave than when they entered. That's all I have for today. I hope this has been helpful. If you like these podcasts, follow us, share it with your friends. And for now, this is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You, signing out, but I'll be back with more podcasts and more reasons, more thoughts of why and how it's important to take time for you. So until then, be sure you do that. Take some time for you because you are worthy of it. Have a great day.